Bob Walsh, Maine men's basketball coach. And right now, to get us started, some NBA talk with the trade deadline coming up soon. We're joined on the G&M Family Market phone line by Sean Devaney of the Sporting News. Sean, welcome back.
Hey, how are you?
Doing great. Good to have you back on with us here right before the deadline. So who's the big guy? Who's going to be the first big name to get traded here in the next 24 hours or so?
So Tobias Harris wasn't big enough name for you, is that it, Rich?
that did it a little bit, but it's not the big juicy one I'm hoping for here.
Oh, it's certainly not juicy. Yeah, you know, it's funny. Obviously, when I was at All-Star Weekend this past weekend, I was counting, and there's something like out of the 24 All-Stars, it was either 7 or 8 had been mentioned in a trade rumor of some sort. In the previous week, and these were the all-stars. So you had about a third of the guys who were mentioned in terms of being traded, guys like, Pau Gasol and Al Horford and obviously Carmelo Anthony. So we've certainly had plenty of big names kind of running through that rumor mill. I don't know that we're really going to see all that many actually wind up being dealt. Certainly, Horford is still a possibility, but I can tell you the Hawks are not going to be cheap when it comes to getting him. And I would say after him, you've got Dwight Howard as well, stands as a pretty strong possibility to be dealt by this time tomorrow. But in general, I think we're going to see a lot more smoke than we see fire.
Danilo Gallinari has been mentioned in at least a half a dozen deals. Does he stay in Denver past the deadline, or is he going to have a new home?
You know, again, Denver and Kenneth Faried is clearly the guys who have been mentioned in terms of Denver making a deal. If you look at Denver's recent history in terms of making trades, you got 2 first-round picks for Timothy Mozgov, who's been sort of a spot player for Cleveland. He managed to get 2 first-round picks for the guy. They're pretty tough. They're not going to give away either one of those guys, and certainly not at the deadline. I think at the deadline you're going to try to really maximize value, and then in the offseason, if you don't trade a Gallinari or a Kenneth Faried, then maybe you sit back and you reevaluate and try to make a deal then. But with the pressure of the deadline, with tomorrow at 3 o'clock being the last opportunity to make a deal here, I think a lot of teams are going to kind of step back and show a little patience. But that doesn't mean a lot of these deals, Faried, Gallinari, even Kevin Love or Carmelo Anthony, that they won't come up again this summer and be a pretty big factor in the offseason.
Now, Doc Rivers says they have no intention of trading Blake Griffin. Do Doc's words mean anything, or does it just mean it won't happen today?
Yeah, Doc had also once said that they had never considered trading Kevin Garnett, and that wasn't exactly true. So, if you're a coach and GM, you sort of have to speak out of both sides of your mouth. At the same time, I've talked to some folks around the league, and I think you'd put Blake Griffin sort of in the same category as Carmelo Anthony and Kevin Love, where I don't see them getting traded by tomorrow, but it's something that the team's involved. We'll have to reconsider. If the Clippers flame out again in the playoffs, who's going to take Paul? It's probably not Chris Paul with his age. It's probably not DeAndre Jordan with the contract they just gave him. It's most likely going to be Blake Griffin. So that's something that could come up again in the summer. I don't see it coming up before tomorrow, though.
Couple more names on our list here. These are getting down to the nitty-gritty alt superstar players. We've got Mike Conley and Markieff Morris in tough situations that maybe they'd like to be getting out of.
I just talked to somebody close to Mike Conley, and I've been told that he has no interest in being traded out of Memphis. There's been some talk about that, but he likes it in Memphis and wants to sort of see the thing through. He likes playing with Marc Gasol. So, he's going to be a free agent this summer. Obviously, the Grizzlies might like to be in a position to get something for him if they think they're going to lose him. But they don't think they're going to lose him. They think they're going to re-sign him. So I'd be really surprised if he's out there on the rumor mill at this point in a legitimate way. I just don't think he's going to wind up getting moved. And, of course, more of look, the Suns have been trying to trade him for almost a year now. So, you know, good luck with that. That's sort of been the stamp that other teams have taken on that one.
We're talking with Sean Devaney of the Sporting News NBA trade line, about 23 hours away. Well, let's look a little closer to home and the Celtics. Will they do something?
They're certainly trying. You know, you talk to folks around the league, and Danny Ainge is as active as ever, and that's something that we've grown accustomed to in the last couple of years. Whether he can get another team to pull the trigger on something remains to be seen. I still think Dwight Howard is a real possibility for the Celtics. I know there's a lot of fans who roll their eyes and say, well, no, I'm not that guy. Look, Dwight Howard is still a very effective big man. He still does. There's a lot of things he doesn't do as well as he did when he was 23 or 24. That's true of all of us, but that doesn't mean that he can't go out there and still be a very effective big man. And if you are able then to find a role for Dwight Howard and re-sign him in the summer, you become a much better destination for other free agents. It's sort of like when the Celtics went out and got Ray Allen in 2007, teamed him up with Paul Pierce in that offseason. Then all of a sudden, Kevin Garnett said, okay, well, you've got those two guys. All right, I'll go play there. If the Celtics have Isaiah Thomas and Dwight Howard, all of a sudden, I think that makes him a much more attractive free agent destination. So I'd keep my eye on Dwight Howard there.
One of the other things interesting to Celtics fans and fans of that of the New England basketball team is the idea of how bad the Brooklyn Nets can be. Is there any truth to the rumor that Brook Lopez might be on the move?
Yeah, you know, I mean, they fielded offers. I think the more likely scenario is Thaddeus Young gets moved. Their shooting guard, Bogdanovich, has been discussed as well. So, you know, one or two of those guys could get moved. They'd like to, you know, try to rebuild a little bit, and you can't do that without draft picks. And, of course, the Celtics own the Brooklyn draft for the next 3 years. So, yeah, they really do need to try to swap players for picks. And, of course, the more that happens, the better it is for the Celtics because it puts that that Brooklyn pick that they have into play. So, you know, that's something that that the Celtics will be watching closely and really just hoping that the Nets are willing to give away players who help them win games now in terms of in favor of getting draft picks down the road, because that's ultimately going to help Boston.
Sean, before we let you go, I want to know if you were able to combine two of your passions this weekend. Could you find any decent buffalo wings in Toronto?
If you ask anybody who was in Toronto, you wanted to spend as little time outside of the hotel as possible because it was freezing. I don't mean to complain, but it was so cold there, and so I didn't get to really wander about too much. I did have poutine for the first time, and I'm still sort of working that off. You know, that stuff's no joke, that's for sure.
Absolutely. It's always great talking with you, Sean. Thanks for making time for us this afternoon, and we'll connect again a little later in the season.
All right, thank you.
That's Sean Devaney, the Sporting News NBA writer. Great stuff here on Downtown.